must his lieutenant be? And I, God bless the mark, his moorship's ancient. Rodrigo. By heaven, I rather would have been his hangman. Iago. Why, there's no remedy. 'Tis the curse of service. Preferment goes by letter and affection, and not by old gradation, where each second stood heir to the first. Now, sir, be judge yourself whether I, in any just term, am affined to love the more. Rodrigo. I would not follow him, then. Iago. Oh, sir, content you. I follow him to serve my turn upon him. We cannot all be masters, nor all masters cannot be truly followed. You shall mark many a duteous and knee-crooking knave that, doting on his own obsequious bondage, wears out his time much like his master's ass. For naught but provender, and when he's old, cashiered, whip me such honest knaves. Others there are, who trimmed in forms and visages of duty, keep yet their hearts attending on themselves, and throwing but shows of service on their lords, do well thrive by them, and when they have lined their coats, do themselves homage. These fellows have some soul. And such a one do I profess myself, for, sir, it is as sure as you are Rodrigo, were I the Moor, I would not be Iago. In following him, I follow but myself. Heaven is my judge, not I for love and duty, but seeming so, for my peculiar end. For when my outward action doth demonstrate the native act and figure of my heart in compliment extern, 'tis not long after. But I will wear my heart upon my sleeve for daws to peck at. I am not what I am. Rodrigo, what a full fortune does the thick lips owe if he can carry it thus. Iago, call up her father, rouse him, make after him, poison his delight, proclaim him in the streets, incense her kinsmen, and, though he in a fertile climate dwell, plague him with flies. Though that his joy be joy, yet throw such changes of vexation on't, as it may lose some color. Rodrigo. Here is her father's house. I'll call aloud. Iago. Do with like timorous accent and dire yell, as when by night and negligence the fire...